Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, I stood here and I told all of you that God sees you as beloved children and that with you, God is well pleased. Now, as I wrote that, and as I said that, and as I've pondered that ever since, I also ask myself, oh, really? Beloved and pleased? And you see, I ask that question because I also stand here lots of different weeks and remind us that we are sinners, that the wages of our sinfulness is death, that we are self-condemned rebels who have destroyed our relationship with God. So which is it? Are we beloved and pleasing children, or are we despicable sinners condemned to death? And my answer is, of course, yes. Because it is true that we are sinners. It is true that we put many different things in the place where God belongs in our lives. We behave with indifference and cruelty. We act like we're the most important thing in our universe. We destroy the relationship that God wants to have with all of us, with each of us. And this is true, and it has been true ever since Adam and Eve. But it is equally true that God loves us regardless. God, whose dream for creation has been that we will show God how much we love God by loving and caring for each other, this God loves us in spite of our rebellion and sin. In the person and in the work of Jesus Christ our Lord, God has made his love evident for us. God has made that love for us also far-reaching. Through the years, God has tried to help us to see our rebellion and his grace in lots of different ways, ways that we never fully grasped, ways that we never fully understood. So in Jesus, God came to show us love and care, patience and forgiveness, gentleness, generosity of spirit, and encouragement to new life, to new ways of life. And that's what we're beginning to celebrate this morning. Because in today's gospel, we are at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He is going about and he is calling people to follow him. He is calling them to be disciples and eventually to be apostles. Jesus, who is Emmanuel, Jesus, who is the presence of God in the world, finds Philip and says to him, follow me. Follow me. Now, Philip is from the same town as Peter and Andrew, and probably knew Peter and Andrew, and Jesus calls him anyway. See, this is the beginning for us to understand God's love for all people. Peter, Andrew, Philip, Nathaniel. I'm guessing that none of those four gentlemen we hear about today were pillars of their communities. They weren't leaders in the Chamber of Commerce. They weren't highly regarded by anyone. Some of them fished for a living. Others we don't know about. All we ever heard about Nathaniel is that he was sitting under a tree. They were leftovers. Many people looked past them. Unless, of course, they had to buy some fish. But Jesus sees them. Jesus sees them and brings them into God's culture of invitation. Jesus shows them that they truly are God's beloved children. Now, the world may have left these gentlemen out, but with them, God is well pleased, and Jesus invites them to follow, to discover the depths of God's love for all of us. So even when Nathanael insults Jesus' hometown, you ever hear that? An outcast trying to cast someone even farther out? It happens. Jesus instead sees a brother a friend, someone who God wants to work with. Now, Jesus' words to Philip were, "Follow me." Philip hears those words and then speaks a couple of others to Nathanael. He says to Nathanael, "Come and see." Invitation leads to invitation. Calling leads to calling. This is what God is looking for from Philip, from Peter, Nathanael, all of us. This is the culture that God is creating. It's not a demand. You must do this or else. Rather, for Jesus, it is an invitation. Follow me. Let me show you how God's love can infect your life and your living. Let me show you how God's love can transform your world. This is the invitation. These are actually the greater things that we are all promised. This is to what the invitation is leading us. Love and care from God to us, which then turns into love and care from us to neighbors. In today's gospel, Jesus is trying to show Philip and Nathanael and all of us that with us, God is truly pleased. Jesus is reminding us that we are children of God because God has made us his children. We're still sinners. We deserve none of that. And yet God in his love for all creation makes of us children, beloved children, with whom God is well pleased, and we are listening to the invitation to love as we are loved. What we begin to see today is that Jesus is really showing us what God is like. Jesus shows us the consistency and the persistence of God. God won't give up on us. God doesn't give up on humanity. From Abraham through Moses, Joshua to David, past Elijah and Isaiah through the Maccabees to Jesus, God has not given up on humanity. From the earliest church to Augustine, to Luther, to Muhlenberg, to Bonhoeffer, to Pastor Swinehart, God has not given up on humanity or on us. God is always standing before us calling, "Follow me." God is also always standing beside us with forgiveness, salvation, new life. With God, with us, God is always well pleased. But God loves us so much that he doesn't want us to remain in our foolishness. Thus the invitation. We are called to follow. To follow our God as we follow Jesus, who is God the Son. We are called to live lives where we see the people around us, really see them. Like Jesus sees Philip and Nathanael or Andrew or Peter or you or me, we are encouraged to recognize those around us as sisters and brothers. We are called to share the love and forgiveness that God lavishes on us right here. We are called to love one another, to care for each other as we are able. We are called to be still, listening for God, and then go into the world with hope so that we can make God's vision into our daily mission. The good news we can cling to is that God loves us all and with us. He truly is well pleased. God wants to work with us. And as we try to change the world one life at a time, God stands beside us. We get to join a long line of people that God loves and works with, Philip and Nathanael, Andrew and Peter, all of you. We are God's hands and feet in the world today. May the Holy Spirit fill us, guide us, forgive us, and then send us into the world in love. Amen.